The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, hanging out with Bish Bucks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know where we're going to be hanging out in about a month? You can join us for a special live show at the Tally Ho. It's the Junkies, B. Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny. We're going to shed the FCC restrictions. It's an uncensored show, behind-the-scenes radio, Super Bowl preview, talk sports. You can hang out with us for that special live show at the Tally Ho Theater on the 31st. Of January. Go to tallyhotheater.com. It is the perfect last-minute Christmas gift for 106.7 The Fan listeners. So we hope to see you out close to your house, you said.
It's about 7 minutes.
We pregame?
As a 100%. As opposed to last year.
Mike Maher come over?
Yeah. When we did it last year, we were doing it in Bethesda.
Yes.
And trekking around the Beltway was not fun. So I'm going to make you guys take the Beltway and come out to my house this year. Or next year.
Do the Greenway. Yeah.
Pay those tolls. I do it every single day.
Pay those tolls. So that's coming up on the 31st. If you want more details, you can go to our Facebook page, social media. We'll be promoting this event, but tickets are going fast. So again, tallyhotheater.com. You hang out with us, uncensored show on the 31st. All right. So it's Christmas.
Now, it is.
You probably don't ask for anything for Christmas.
But nothing.
I can tell you, my 7-year-old had a list. And then she redid the list probably like 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Kids come up with lists of what they want for Christmas. And we wanted to kind of relate that to the Commanders. But I don't want this to be absurd, like things that can't happen. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want it to be like off-season wishes, like T. Higgins. Guess what? They're not getting T. Higgins right now.
Right.
Maybe that'll happen in the off-season. And Adam Peters will go out and get another receiver to pair with Terry McLaurin, who's a top flight receiver, but that is not happening right now.
This is a wish list for now going into the playoffs.
Yep. So I'll start with an easy one. 800-636-1067. We want to hear from you. My number one wish for this team is that Austin Eckler returns. And we don't know. You know, the guy had multiple concussions this year. So you don't know when he's going to be eligible. Well, we know when he's eligible.
He had memory loss.
But we don't know when he will return, if he will return.
Yep.
So, to me, Austin Eckler is a big difference in the offense. You mentioned the first Eagles game. We went back and looked at it. He had 9 catches for, I think, 81 yards. That actually was what Jaden ran this week, so I might be confusing the numbers.
No, he had a bunch of catches. He had 8 or 9 catches in that game, yeah.
Yeah, and Austin Eckler is a difference maker, so
he's been a factor.
I think that's a realistic wish, especially if you continue to struggle running the football without Jaden Daniels. Throwing the ball to Eckler out of the backfield, it's big time for this team in this offense.
He's another weapon. I'll throw another one out there. I hope I'm not taking any of the listeners' wish list items, but Marshawn Lattimore, for me, has to be healthy.
Need to heal that hamstring.
Got to heal it up. You know, we heard during the update that Dan Quinn still doesn't know. Maybe he does. He's just not talking to the media about it. But he still doesn't know the update. They'll know later in the week. But you need Marshawn Lattimore, not just for this week, because you're going against, you know, Mooney and Drake London, some good receivers for the Falcons that Penix will be throwing to. But if they get to the playoffs, you're going to be going against possibly A.J. Brown again, or St. Brown for Detroit, or Justin Jefferson. If you play the Rams, you got two sillies, like you got Kupp and Nacua. So you got to have Lattimore. They went out and traded bunch for him. He's going to be a vital piece in the against the pass. So my wish list would be to have Marshawn Lattimore healthy for the rest of the year.
800-636-1067. You can call us in the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines talking Christmas wishes for the Washington Commanders heading into the playoffs. Let's go out to Drew in Maryland. Drew, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, guys. So I have a wish. I wish we win the next two games, but then the magic is I hope our NFC East buddies, the Cowboys and the lowly Giants, can win two games against the Eagles, and we end up as the NFC East champions.
He's that praying for the Christmas really cool. miracle.
That's more of a wish list. That's a miracle, exactly, because you've seen the Giants play, right? I mean, they're 2-13.
But, you know, a revenge game for Saquon being there at the end, you know, to try to save those coaches' jobs, which I don't think they can do.
Did you watch Drew Locke against the Falcons?
Yeah, I did.
Two pick sixes?
I know you do. I know. It's good for the segment.
That would be a great scenario.
Yeah.
It's just impossible. I mean, if the Eagles are playing that game for the division, there's no way the Giants are beating them.
The only way that I would say it's possible, and this is a 0.5% chance, and it didn't look serious.
Hurts can't be out there.
Yeah, let's say Hurts and Pickett's place. Concussion keeps him out for a couple of weeks.
That's fine, but Barkley will beat him on his own.
You would think so. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Joe in Westminster. Joe, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on? Merry Christmas.
Good morning. How are you? Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
My wish is that they get the sixth seed and go out to L.A. and beat the Rams.
That's a good one.
And it's possible.
And yeah, it's possible for sure. And the other thing.
I'm not going to comment on that. But getting back to the Rams, yes, I was just kind of thinking about the teams that Washington would like to play. And the Rams don't seem to have like an overwhelming home field advantage. Their defense isn't great. They've played up and down. I mean, they beat the 49ers 12-6, and then they didn't look great last week, even though it was a road game and cold weather against the Jets. But they did beat the Bills. So they can score with that pass offense, but I would think that Washington, even though they would have to travel across country, that would be the one team out of those top four or five that you'd want to face.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just want to avoid the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You want to avoid the Eagles, mm-hmm. although you just beat the Eagles and there's familiarity.
Vikings would be tough.
The Vikings and Packers, I don't have a great feel on it, but their records are what they are. I mean, they seem like they're very good teams.
The Packers would just be dicey because you never know what the weather's going to be like up there.
The Lions don't seem that scary to me. They got no one on defense.
They got no defense.
Zero defense.
But they can score.
Get into a shootout with them.
Yeah.
The team can obviously, the Commanders can obviously put up points.
Yeah, we'll see. I would like to see them face the Rams. I don't think the Rams would be an overwhelming favorite.
No. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Sean, who's in Vienna. Sean, you're on with the Junks. Merry Christmas.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. I would love to face the Rams because of the dud that Matthew Stafford put up yesterday and ruined my fantasy. I mean, 2 days ago.
Sure.
Killed my fantasy playoff future. Right?
Yeah.
So I can't go to the Super Bowl, so I would love to beat up on them. But Brian Robinson to run for 100 yards and a touchdown, holding on to the ball, that would be awesome because then Jaden Daniels stays upright. And then the cherry on the top would be signing Bobby Wagner for next year. I know that's not really going to happen between the playoffs, but we need to hold on to him because that dude just solidifies the defense, and he's a monster. And he just, like, he makes the whole team better. So we need to hold on to him, and I hope that he finishes his career with the Redskins, because that would be the best thing also.
Yeah, he has been huge for this
Merry
team.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Likewise.
Yeah, he's been huge for this team, not just on the field, but locker room. He's just a leader.
In the linebackers,
he's just a good dude.
They had a huge linebacker problem.
Uh-huh.
They were hoping, obviously, that Jamin Davis would turn into a star.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out. He's gone. By the way, EB's back padding machine, here's the flaw with his back padding machine. Remember how many times he did the back padding machine on Jamin Davis being a factor?
Mm-hmm.
because somebody wrote they're trying to make him into a factor.
Yeah.
And he was like, who told you? Who told you? Jamin Davis.
No.
And then he got cut.
No. The back patting machine should be taken away for life for him. He's been wrong way more times than right. I think everyone knows that.
800-636-1067.
By the way, before we get to
some more calls. But anyway, the linebacking core, back to my point, was a big problem. And not only Bobby Wagner, but Luvu. Luvu's a stud. He's the best player on the defense.
Yes.
Wagner might be the second best player on the defense. And we'll see how Lattimore fits into the equation. But Luvu is the best player on this Washington Commanders defense.
And I'm glad you brought him up because I wanted to tell this quick story. What are we on? We're Tuesday. This was probably over the weekend, maybe Friday or Saturday. I was pulling into the Harris Teeter right next to my house. And the Harris Teeter parking lot's kind of quirky because it's really tight and it's crowded. And you just have to watch where all these cars are going and pulling out. He was pulling out of a parking space, and I was pulling into this little lane, and we almost hit each other.
Oh, really?
I mean, we were 5 feet from each other, and I knew
he's got a truck.
He's got a big-ass truck, yeah. But and he's got real tinted windows. You don't know who's good. I know he's there because I've seen him get out of it before, so I knew it was his truck, and he's got Carolina tags. But we literally were 5 feet from each other and for a head-on collision. That would have been awkward. Would have been a great story, but very awkward.
Let's go to Sean in Fredericksburg. Sean, Merry Christmas.
Hey, happy holidays, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, my realistic wish list, man, for all these cats to get healthy over the week and be really prepared for these last two games. And also I want to piggyback off of, the last caller talking about B-Rob. B-Rob can, have amnesia, forget these two fumbles, and just rock, man. Do what he's been doing the whole season.
Mm-hmm. I think B-Rob's going to have a much better game against Atlanta than he did. I mean, that's not asking too much.
Yeah,
it was a horrible game for him, but I think he's going to play much better.
It's a weaker defense.
One more question for y'all, fellas.
Yep.
What y'all doing for the playoffs?
What are we doing for the playoffs?
Yeah, y'all doing anything special for the playoffs?
Oh, you mean as a show?
Nothing planned right now.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. We haven't even really talked about it.
Okay.
They got to get in.
Maybe that's a new topic for you guys.
Let's get them in there first, and then we can talk about hanging out with the listeners for the playoffs.
Then you got to figure out where they're playing. Still, mathematically, a chance they could play that home game. The Christmas miracle that the caller talked about.
That's not going to happen. Is anybody worried about Washington losing out, losing to Atlanta, and then losing to Dallas in Dallas? Dallas is obviously, they can still win games. They beat Washington here with a backup quarterback. And then Atlanta and Tampa winning out. Is anybody worried about that? I mean, I know it's a kind of a small percentage.
They're favored in both games.
It's basically a 10% chance.
I think there'll be a heavy sweat if they lose on Sunday night.
Right.
And look, I would say my lean is, 60% chance the Commanders win, but I'm not stunned if the Falcons win.
Yeah, I'm not stunned if anybody. I mean, it's not like they're playing the Giants.
Nope.
I mean, the Falcons could get a win.
Let's go to TJ and Laurel. TJ, Merry Christmas. What do you think?
Merry Christmas, fellas. Hey, I think for my wish list, I need to get Eckler back. I think B-Rob needs some help back there.
Okay.
No, they're not going to hand the ball off to Austin Eckler very much.
Still need B-Rob back there for most of the carries. But Eckler would be a huge threat in the passing game.
By the way,
like he was in that Eagle game.
Like B-Rob coughs it up consistently.
No.
These were his first two fumbles of the season.
Yeah, he was not a fumble.
I don't think B-Rob's getting a lot of yards after contact.
Maybe,
that's why I want Eckler.
You know,
that's maybe fair.
He could be a little gassed, all right, because we're played 15 games, and he has been hurt. I couldn't
played in 12.
Right, I couldn't believe that he came back in the Dallas game. I mean, he was helped off the field, went into the locker room, and came back out and played the rest of the game. I couldn't believe that. But so maybe he's a little banged up. But this guy never fumbled in college, right? That was one of his strengths, that he was just very durable, didn't fumble. So what you saw in this Philly game, that's not B-Rob.
I mean, Jalen Carter made a great play on that fumble.
Yeah.
The other fumble, I don't know.
He just had a bad game.
Sometimes you'll see a guy spiral in a game, and that's kind of what happened to him.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lawrence, Upper Marlboro. Merry Christmas, Lawrence.
Hey, hey, Merry Christmas, fellas, man. I love the show, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you guys. I got one wish for the Commanders, man, and that is to get rid of Benjamin St. Shook. That guy couldn't cover his mouth if he sneezed.
Is and, he? I wouldn't say hated.
Yeah.
But is he the most scrutinized player on the team? It's got to be. I know watching the game with Kelsey on Sunday. Once St. Juice got juked by AJ Brown, she was like, "Get rid of him."
he probably is, and he's also a Ron guy.
Yeah.
So that's another reason. He's another reason that he's scrutinized because Ron's gotten rid of, especially these first round picks. All of the guys that are Dan Quinn's gotten rid of all the Ron first round picks.
She would always say,
I don't know if St. Juice
is better than the backups. There's a reason why he's on the field, right?
Yeah.
If he, I mean, every once in a while, there are guys that are playing ahead of backups and the backups are superior. But generally speaking, those coaches are watching these players in practice, and St. Juice is better than whoever his replacement is going to be.
I would go with that as well, but they clearly thought that that was a weak point in the defense because they drafted Sandra Still, and then they went out and traded for Lattimore.
Yeah. And look,
so I wouldn't be surprised if they end up going a different direction in the offseason.
Look, and he got back in the game because Lattimore got hurt.
Correct.
So you might not have seen Marshawn Lattimore against A.J. Brown, because it would have been Lattimore, who, by the way, wasn't having success against A.J. Brown either.
No, but if St. Juice had to cover Lattimore for four quarters, they would have killed him.
Yeah.
Right? He probably would have had 10 or 12 catches in that game.
We should find out in the next day or two Lattimore's status. But probably, it might be one of those deals where he's questionable.
Probably Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know what their practice schedule is for Christmas Day, if they're practicing, but I would think that I would think they probably are, and then we should know something on Thursday.
But like you said, Falcons have some pretty good receivers.
Yeah, they need them
if they're healthy.
They need them out there, because if you got St. Juice out there and he has to cover Drake London or Mooney or any of these really good receivers,
Ray McLeod too.
They got McLeod. They got guys.
He's made some noise.
They got guys that Penix can throw to, no doubt.
Bijan out of the backfield, he can catch the ball too. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.